Ross back on the Boss Man Show, the Valley Championship behind him, AI, the NVC. Drew Valentine with me on the Boss Man Show, the Ramblers of Loyola Chicago. What's up, Drew? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you getting me on, man. This is dope. Appreciate you.
Anytime, brother. Let me ask you this, man. You know, before the tournament started, man, you had lost no more than an hour. How did you use that to refocus your team before Arch Madness going this run you went on to get this title for you guys one more time before you all, you know, dip out of that conference, man?
Yeah. You know, I think the way that it went down where it was, you know, whoever won that game won the conference. And then for us to see them celebrating on the court, you know, jumping up and down, getting the trophy, getting the, you know, just the attention and their home crowd going crazy, get them getting to cut down the nets. Like, I think we really needed a competitive edge going down to Arch Madness. You know, just it helps when you got that little extra like pit in your stomach. Obviously, like, we feel like we're competitive and we prepare and we have, you know, a lot of guys that want to win, but, you know, having that little extra juice, I think that really helped us come out, especially from the defensive standpoint. Like, we knew that the way that we defended, giving up 102 points that last game, that wasn't us. So I think we really focused. We got back to who we are. I think we had a great defensive showing, you know, only averaging about 50 points a game down there at Arch Madness.
No doubt, man. That's where I think losses are good. They have to come at the right time, you know. So it can always get you back. I know I play football, so I know how it was. We were fulfilling ourselves, and the coach would get on to about, hey, we need to get back to the basics here. So I think having it happen so soon, I mean, knowing what was ahead of you, I think it really helped your guys. Because I saw your guys on weekend, man. That was locked in. I was watching the game on Sunday at Chili's with my dad. I'm like, those dudes are locked in. They are locked in for real.
For sure, man, and it helps because we've had guys that have been through before. You know, they got a lot of experience and they got the championship pedigree, and, you know, they know what it takes. So that's why I had so much confidence going to the weekend that we could get it done.
No doubt. And I watched the video that you all posted on YouTube, man. Just trust and believe. And that is so true, man, because when you in a tough situation, it's tight, late game situation, adversity hits, if you don't have trust or belief in the guy next to you, man, you might play hero ball. Do something no you doubt. Shouldn't do. So having that, those two simple terms, trust and believe, I may be trite, but it's so true, though, to, in sports, whether it be football, basketball, to get the job done, win in the clutch.
No doubt. And that's what we've been talking about. It started about halfway through the year. You know, I think, you know, as a coach, you kind of don't want to, like, you want to come up with some themes for your team of the year. You know, winning is fun is something that we've talked about all year. It came from, actually, I was listening to a podcast, you know, this summer, when we had our break between when we finished our summer workouts and then when we started our preseason. And it was a podcast. It was actually Sean McVay's podcast called Flying Coach. And he had Joe Judge on there, who was the head coach. He just got fired, but he was the head coach of the Giants. But he got that job by being the special teams coach with the New England Patriots. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, Brady and Belichick. And he talked about this story where Julian Edelman, you know, they were going through it after during one of their years, and everybody talks about how the Patriots, they just look miserable, or, you know, it's, you know, is it really fun to be up there? And he wrote on the board, he wrote simply, winning is fun. And that's what I wanted to concentrate on this year with our guys was, you know, there's a lot of distractions with, you know, last year we were in school. There's no students on campus. There's no fans at games. There's a lot of distractions, but you got to keep the main thing, and winning is the main thing, and winning those games, getting a cut down the nets in St. Louis at Arch Madness, like, that you can't have more fun than that. So that's been, you know, kind of our mission. And then we kind of shifted during the year to believing and trusting, and it's twofold. It's your coaching staff, it's the guy next to you, and then also yourself. Believe in your training, trust in your training, trust that our style of play is going to get you open shots, trust that you don't have to, like you said, go play hero ball. And so those have been kind of our two themes of the year: winning is fun, and then believe and trust.
About Lucas, man, that guy's a baller, man. He's a dog out there. Man, talk about what he means to your team. And you got another double-double on Sunday, man, helping you all hold Drake 35% shooting. Tell me about that, young man, what he meant to your program this year, and just program as in general, brother.
He's been great, man. I mean, he's the ambassador. We call him the standard. We call him the mayor. I mean, he's the man. I mean, he spoke at, you know, graduation last year. He spoke at new student orientation this year. He narrated the Loyola Project. I mean, he's just he's that kind of guy where he's got just that energy and that swagger and that presence to him, where he just is a calming presence and he's always prepared for the moment. He never shies away from the moment. And he's had so many big plays for us on both sides of the ball this year. And he's our leader, and he should have been player of the year in the conference, first of all. Second of all, he should be the national defensive player of the year, in my opinion. So I think he got snubbed from those two awards, but I think he'll take winning the championship and getting the tournament over those any day.
I think you said it, man. He's a two-way guy. I mean, he's giving it to you both ways, and that's what you want. Have a guy who bring it with you no matter what. Offensive, defensive, every night, he's bringing it for you. And how is his example for guys like Iyer, man, and Ryan, and those guys, man, seeing what this guy does every day, how he works at his game, on has just prepared to be a great player. But talk about that part of Lucas's game as well, man. His preparation and how he shows other guys by example how to be great.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most hardworking dudes that I've been around. I mean, he gets in the gym on his own all the time. You know, you can't be great in college just showing up to practice, because everybody plays hard. Everybody competes. Everybody says they want to be a pro, but what are you really doing outside of it to make yourself a pro? And I think not only the work that he puts in on the court, but also the work that he puts in the weight room as well. I mean, he's gotten his body in tremendous physical condition where he can play at a high level for 30 minutes a game. And we ask him to do a lot. He has a higher usage rate offensively, and he has to guard the best player defensively. So I think his conditioning, him showing everybody like, look, you have to, your body has to look like this if you want to be able to play at this high level for 30 minutes. So he works his butt off, obviously on the court with his skill. He's improved so much, you know, as a scorer, as a ball handler, getting to the basket with quickness, but then he's also improved from a physical standpoint as well.
And you had to love when your team took Drake's punches. You know, I watched the game with my father. I said, hey, they look very composed. They're going to make a run, of course, because Tucker's a great player, and they're going to compete. But, hey, your guys show poise, man, making big plays, took their punches, man. So talk about the composure of your guys, man, in that pressure situation, Arch Madness, all those fans, man, seeing your guys pull through all the adversity they had coming at them their way that day.
Yeah, I think it goes back to kind of what we talked about earlier about like the edge that they came with. Everything's about the mental to me. I mean, it's 4-1. I mean, Chris Beard talks about it. Bob Knight, talked about it all the time. Like, if you come with the right mentality every single game, you're going to put yourself in position to be successful. And, you know, that mentality, it allows you to have a good vibe and confidence throughout the whole game. And so our guys, they've been through it all year. I mean, we've played tight games. We, you know, lost a couple early at Battle for Atlantis, but we were able to beat, you know, DePaul in a close game. We were able to go to Vanderbilt and win a close game. We were able to beat San Francisco in a close game, neutral site. And then in conference play, we won a ton of, you know, one possession, two possession, overtime, double overtime games. And so I think that allowed us to have confidence that, you know, we were going to pull out the win no matter what happened with the adversity in the game.
Well, fans don't understand, Coach Valentine, this man, the Valley is a tough out no matter what the record is. No games easy in that conference, man. It's a dog fight. You all are close together recruiting the kids, know each other, recruiting the same kind of kids, same kind of AAU programs. So talk about the Valley from top to bottom, how tough that conference is for fans who don't understand how really it is down here in the ATL.
Yeah, I mean, it's a top 10 league in the country. You look at, you know, KenPom obviously is, you know, I would say probably the most popular analytics site nowadays. And so you've got the Power Five, you've got the Big East, and then you've got the Mountain West, the WCC, the American, and then the Valley is rated the number 10 league in the country. We've got five top 100 teams, and we didn't have a great non-con, but we did get some wins in the non-con. And then through conference play, I think, you know, because of our analytics, because of the numbers, I mean, five top 100 teams, that's, you know, there's, I don't even know if the ACC has five top 100 teams. And so it's a really tough league. And it would have been a multi-bid league if I would have gotten knocked off in the conference tournament.
No, I'm asking you about yourself, Drew. This man, you know, my dad's a coach. And, you know, my dad wanted me to get in the coach. I said, nah, dad, I'm good on coaching. So, but for you, man, at what point did you say that you wanted to become a coach and lead young men, help young men grow their games and become better husbands and fathers once they leave your program?
Yeah, I would say, I kind of didn't know. I always wanted to just play as long as I could. And then my senior year of college, I had some injuries that, you know, kept me out of practice. And then I was a two-time captain. So in my senior year, I was damn near a coach on the court. And so as, you know, that season kept going and I wasn't allowed to practice because my knees were so bad and I just playing games, like my coaches would come up to me like, man, you should be a coach. Like, this might be something you should do. And then, you know, I started talking about it with my family and they started talking to, you know, they would see Coach Izzo all the time at Michigan State because my brother was a freshman playing there. And so, you know, Coach Izzo, my brother was getting ready to play the Sweet 16 in Indianapolis versus Duke. And I saw Coach Izzo in the hotel and he came up to me and he said, hey man, like if you're really thinking about coaching, like I got a GA spot for you. Like if you really want to do that. And then once he said that to me, I was like, man, I think this might be the move, because I had had a bunch of teammates that had gone and played overseas for, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. And then they were trying to come back and get started in coaching, but they were kind of out of sight, out of mind. And so I was like, man, I might as well get my coaching career started right now. And then that's, you know, kind of led me to where I'm at now. And I'm thankful for everybody that's helped me along this journey.
No doubt, man. Like you said, man, it's funny how you got guys coming to coaching. There's all different ways to do it. And like you said, be humble to be a GA, because some guys want to just hop into it, you know, but you got to pay your dues. I started off at the graveyard shift, man, 2 or 2 or 6 in the morning.
Oh, that's exactly what you got to do, man. You got to cut your teeth for real.
Yeah, I had the truckers and the deer listen to my show back in the day.
No doubt.
Yes, indeed. So, man, ask you, man, so how do you balance what you win so early on Sunday, rest versus rust? I know you want to get your guys stay sharp, but you also want to get some guys who need some rest as well. So how do you balance that through these next few days here?
Yeah, so the good thing with us right now is our guys are on spring break. So they're like pros right now, where all they got to focus on is basketball for the most part over this next week. So we took Monday and Tuesday off. We're going to practice Wednesday, and then we're going to play a team inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday to get some competition in. And then they'll have all day Saturday, and then Sunday they'll have all day until this election show, and then they'll have Sunday night, and Monday we'll get back after it. So that's kind of what we've done over, you know, we've obviously had some success in the tournament, and I'm kind of following the same template that we've, you know, done the last 2 years.
And tell me about Sister Jean. She's so cool to watch. But tell me about how she'd have her around, man, have her pray for you all and be there for you. Tell me what she mean to your program and how the guys interact with her as well outside of the cameras.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, every single game, she's with us. She comes to practices all the time. We see her around campus. She, you know, does stuff with recruiting for us. I mean, she's just she's the best. She's such a great ambassador. It's so, you know, in these days, I mean, there's so much negativity that is associated with programs and different organizations. And for us to have such a positive person that everybody likes, I mean, you can't not like Sister Jean. So to have somebody that everybody likes to represent your program and to be such an amazing ambassador, it means a lot. And we love her and we love our relationship with her. We see her all the time.
Coach, man, thank you for your time today, man. I'll be cheering for you, man, for doing it with you real soon. Come to Atlanta, man. Hit me up. Love to see you in person as well. Go get some eating buckheads somewhere, man, as well, man. So hopefully, you know, you get make a big run this time, man, and you see you in the Final Four as well, brother.
For sure. And my guy, too, I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Michael Stepter. He actually owns the Jersey Mike's in Marietta. Jersey Mike's Marietta. I don't know. I'm sorry. You might have to cut this off, but I'm giving my guy a plug. He lives in Atlanta. That's my dog. We went to high school together, went to college together. Jersey Mike's Marietta. Go, everybody go check that out for me.
Go do that. Hey, folks, do it right now. Hit my man up, Marietta, Jersey Mike's. You know what street is on? What street? You know what street it's on?
I don't know. I don't know the street, but Jersey Mike's Marietta. I know okay. It's that, man. Go check him out. Go check him out.
All right, folks. Drew Valentine, the Boss Man Show. Give it a shout out as well on the show, folks. Thank you. Hey, Coach, you be safe, man. It was fun, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right.